Another huge weekend of sport, and at the Odyssey Arena, Judgment Day for the Jackal. Belfast boxer Carl Frampton faced the biggest fight of his career as he took on European super bantamweight champion Kiko Martinez. Well, he's with us now. Morning to you, Carl.
Morning, Stephen.
Congratulations, sir. Mr. McGuigan is with us as well. Hello, Barry.
Good morning, Stephen.
You told me, Barry, you told me about Carl a while ago. It was nearly a year ago. You told me he's a champion, and he certainly is.
Yeah, he was fantastic. It was a real acid test for him. This was the best Kiko Martinez that has ever boxed before. And Frampton handled the pressure, boxed him, outfought him, moved on the back foot, was close rounds. I watched it for the first time last night. There were some rounds that were sort of very close, and yet he was dominant and he punched hard off the back foot. And people were saying, including Nick Hollings and Jim Watt, oh, he's starting to tire Frampton. He grabbed the hold of the fight again in round 6-7, and it was a spectacular knockout in the ninth. It was just absolutely one punch knockout. This guy has never been knocked down before, let alone knocked out. That was a spectacular performance, and Frampton is now really into the big time.
Carl, were you confident from the beginning?
Yeah, I was very confident. I'm always confident in my own ability, but I knew that Kiko was fired up for this. We've seen his antics at the weigh-in, and he was being very aggressive. But, you know, I believe that it was a better fighter, and I just proved it on the night. I was really, really happy with the performance. It was a great win, a great night, and I think you can hear from Barry's voice that it was getting exciting. He must have been shouting a bit. It sounds a bit hoarse there.
What role has Barry played, Carl, in your success so far?
Well, he's just guided me perfectly to where I am at the minute. People seem to forget I'm only 16 fights into my career, and I'm already European champion. I'm already ranked in the top five in most of the world governing bodies. So he's guided me perfectly, but he's more than a manager to me. I stay at his house. Well, I'm now staying at his son Shane's house in Chelsea, but before that I used to stay at Barry's house for up to 8 weeks before a fight. And he looks after me. His wife Sandra cooks for me, and I'm made to feel like part of the family. So he's a lot more than just a manager.
But is that the way it works? I you actually get your food cooked for you by your trainer's wife? Is that the norm, Barry?
Oh no! Let me just tell you something. By the way, Frampton Stephen is a fabulous cook. He cooks his own food, and he's meticulous about his diet. He cooks for me.
Aren't we all?
My son as well. He's a brilliant cook. I'm telling you, that's one of his fascinations. He's a real foodie, and he loves his food, and he knows he's the most disciplined eater I've ever seen. He really is fantastic, he's interested in food, interested in recipes. He's a sophisticated young man, I'm telling you.
But is that the norm, Barry, that a boxer will actually move in with the trainer, move into his home?
No.
Or is this something special between you two?
Well, no, he works with Shane. Shane and him are best friends, and it's a great relationship because, you know, Khan knows that Shane has to sort of push him hard in training, and some days he won't feel like being pushed hard because he's sore and stiff. So it's a great relationship. It's a really unique relationship, and I pop up and down to see them. He used to spend quite a lot of time in Southeast Kent, but now he spends most of it in Chelsea, and then he'll come down for weekends with Shane, or he'll come down on his own or whatever. It's a great working relationship, and then he goes home every now and again to Carl and Christine.
What's next for you, Carl?
Well, we'll have to sit down and talk about that, but there's a possibility that the next fight could be for a world title. It could be a final eliminator for a world title. There's loads of options. There's an English guy you might have heard of called Scott Quigg, who we've been talking about fighting a lot. That's another option. But, there's loads and loads of options. I think hopefully we'll find out something pretty soon. But at the minute, it feels like the sky's the limit. And I just can't wait to get in the ring again.
A world title fight back in Belfast, Barry. That would be some occasion.
Yeah. Well, that's always been our intention, to bring big time boxing back to Belfast. The boxing fans in Belfast are the most discerning, clever, knowledgeable boxing fans anywhere. It's the best fight city in the world. I think Carl will also agree with that. The atmosphere on Saturday night was absolutely breathtaking. It was phenomenal.
The crowd were behind you, Carl, were they, at the Odyssey?
Yeah, they were. And it took me to watch it back on TV to really soak it up. I was sort of You know, talk about being in the zone when you're going out to the ring, and you can obviously hear the noise, but you're just focused on your opponent. But watching it back, it was amazing. It sounded so loud, and you know, I heard from people that there was, you know, a lot of tweets were coming in about how good the atmosphere was in the Odyssey. So it really was. It was brilliant, and you know, hopefully there'll be more nights like it.
There's quite a few people wanting to wish you well this morning. Ken, you were there. Morning to you, Ken.
Morning, Stephen. Ken Kelly here. Yes, I was there. Atmosphere in the room was on outstanding. Great entertainment. Carl was made known to me by my nephew, David Kelly, out of the Telegraph, the correspondent. A great ambassador for Northern Ireland and a great night's entertainment.
Ken, thank you. Yeah. George next. You were there too, George. Morning, George.
I had to watch it on the TV, but what I wanted to say was just congratulations to Carl and thank him for, I mean, it was unbelievable the way, and it was a throwback to Barry McGuigan where the whole country was united behind Carl Frampton. You know, there was no political or sectarian or anything buyers. It was everybody was behind him. And I think a wee special mention has to go to Martin Lindsay too for the performance he put up against Selby. I think Martin got Selby a wee bit late in his career. He's too young for him. If Martin got Selby a couple of years ago, I think he'd have took him. But they're absolutely fantastic. And more power to Carl Frampton and bring it back to Belfast.
And John, morning, John. John's just dropped out. Just finally, Barry, it is interesting what George said there about how sport can unite our community. No better time for us to talk about this, I guess, than for what's happened in Northern Ireland over recent weeks. There's a lot of potential here for us to talk up Northern Ireland and get behind someone like Carl.
No, this fight went live to America as well, and everybody in America is raving about Frampton. They're raving about the atmosphere. That was a game changer on Saturday night. That was an incredible performance. He fought a very dangerous opponent. The atmosphere was electric. The fans have become, I mean, honest, this kid's going to be a superstar. I promise you, I've said it all along, and people are beginning to listen to me now. This kid is a superstar. He can fight. He can box. He's a fabulous personality. Everybody loves him. It stops all the nonsense that goes out there. It draws attention to the boxing as opposed to that other stuff. And he is an absolutely fabulous young kid. And I'm telling you, he's going to win the world title.
Okay. Barry, thank you so much for talking to us today. Carl, well done, sir. And thanks a lot for coming on the programme. There are lots of people behind you in Northern Ireland, as you well know. And they're calling the show today as well. Thanks for coming on, Carl. Morning to you.